It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Hi, Maria. Trapped.
Hey,
are you trapped? Are you trapped in your home?
Literally. Fences and driveways and things like that, yes.
Yeah, trampolines are what you got to watch out for nowadays.
Well, yeah, I suppose it would be the case, especially if there were trampolines locally, but I can't see any. It's still pretty stormy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty stormy. you're right. Yeah. How have you progressed through it so far? Has it been an adventure, or has it just been terrifying, or has it just been boring?
It's been pretty cold, but all is well.
I was trying to think last night of all the situations you could be in where it would really suck. Like, you know, perhaps maybe you were like doing that shift at Green Lane McDonald's or something that finished at 2, and your car had broken down, but you thought, I could walk, weather's been right. Or just morning with a flat tire as well as no power, you know, it's like, oh.
Just those
real boomers that come in threes normally, you know. Anyway, so good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This morning we're looking at a bit of dad rock biopic. Are you interested in Eric Clapton?
Not at all. My Eric Clapton was burnt mostly because I just don't really like his music, and also my first job was in a record shop, and every Thursday night we had to play Eric Clapton Crossroads all night, because when we did, people bought it, and it was just oh my god. But you know what? Because of that, that's what got me into Public Enemy.
Because I just
was going crazy, going, ah! And the minute we closed the door, it was like, bah, 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 bah. I was into that, so yeah.
A little bit of conflict.
It was the anti-Clapton. Anyway, Eric Clapton. Yeah. But Eric Clapton, he's a musical genius. We have to come to that, and he's done very well. He's sold a lot of records. He's been able to make a career out of it as a musician. And what do you got?
Yeah, he's fairly rich. He's in his 70s. I enjoyed hearing that you don't like Fleetwood Mac either earlier in the show. I'm not a fan either.
I don't dislike them. I just don't really. It's not really me.
I don't totally dislike them. But
oddly, it's not really me.
But Eric Clapton, in my books, is just he really sucks. But this is
he what he sucks. Well, tell me what you thought of the movie then.
Yeah, well, you know, like I was open-minded because you know it had to be. Eric Clapton, A Life in 12 Bars, is a film by Lily Finney Zanuck, who directed Rush, which his one of his songs, Tears in Heaven, was used in, and she also directed Driving Miss Daisy, which is actually quite a good film. However, this film is made up entirely of archival footage with captions and voiceovers, and a little bit of Eric Clapton himself, kind of droning on. There are some moving moments, of course, because, you know, his life has been fairly tragic. You know, he grew up thinking that his grandmother was his mother and his sister, his actual birth mother was his sister, and he got rejected by both, and then got involved with heroin and lots of other drugs, you know, hence the song Cocaine, and alcohol and things like that. And then he obsessed over George Harrison's beautiful model wife, Layla for her, which you probably know about.
He's actually done really well to survive as long as he's done with everything that he has done.
Yeah.
Without either overdosing or getting his head kicked in.
Exactly.
Yeah, and all kudos to him. I mean, he's completely sober now, and he credits music as saving him, which is awesome.
That's what music's for. Imagine our lives without music.
Oh, that's just too bleak.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'd be listening to whales.
But that's music in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
All of this misery has certainly spurred a lot of guitar tunes from Eric Clapton, and this film notes that. It also talks about various situations in his life where he got so wild for a while that he became prone to racist outbursts, and
you become prone to racist outbursts when you're a racist.
I guess so, but when you actually listen to most of Eric Clapton's music, it's incredibly inspired by, you know, people like B.B. King and a lot of African-American musicians. So, you know, not only has he kind of, like, taken on a lot of an appropriation, a lot of that culture, then he had these outbursts. Anyway, he's come back from that since the 1970s and 80s, and actually it's included in the film, which is probably quite brave. and he's kind of renounced his terrible, reprehensible remarks of the past and, you know, made amends, which is fabulous. We do see that his little four-year-old son was killed.
It is horrible, that story.
Which is awful, and hence that that song that, you know, Tears in Heaven, which was used in the Zinnick film Rush, which is about two junkies, well, two people who actually set out to become, well, they're cops and they set out to, you know, investigate and they become junkies. Anyway, so Eric Clapton, Life in 12 Bars, is a muso biopic, which I'm not largely a fan of, but there are some really great music, you know, biopics, and I guess it depends what you're into. I mean, like, you know, The Runaways, Walk the Line about Johnny Cash is one of the most moving films I've seen.
Yes, beauty, eh? It's beauty. Have you seen, have you heard of a documentary called Beware of Mr. Baker?
About Ginger Baker.
Yeah, about Ginger Baker.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That's great.
Is that the one when you go, they're in South Africa?
Yeah.
And he ends up punching
the guy. The documentary, Ginger Baker was the drummer in Cream with Eric Clapton.
That's right.
And that documentary starts with, and he's an old man living in South Africa, and the guy who made the documentary, it starts off with a scene where Ginger Baker basically clocks him with his walking stick and gives him a blood nose. to piss off. It's a really amazingly made documentary as well.
That's a really great film.
I've seen this before too. Like the things with musical biops is that they, you know, whether you like the music or not, there's a reason that they've been made. And one of the best ones ever is the story about the Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
they're great when they go against the whole. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what happened to them when they spoke out against Bush?
That's right.
And they went from being the biggest female recording group in the world to not being able to get a gig anywhere and not getting one song played on the radio ever.
Yeah, just being blocked.
Just because you don't like the music doesn't mean you won't like the movie, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So is it worth it? Like, I'm not an Eric Clapton fan. Would you think I'd enjoy watching it?
If you're a fan, you probably won't enjoy the film. I'm not an Eric Clapton fan. I didn't enjoy the movie as a movie, and I didn't enjoy listening to more.
All right, well, now, having said that...
No wonder you stayed away today.
Having said that, we have a copy to give away.
Yeah! Oh, the phones are just lit up.
Today?
Someone has been to Eric Clapton, and this is definitely an opportunity to see his close and archival footage.
All right, hey, well, thank you very much, Maria. Good day to you, and we have a copy to give away of that movie that you don't like, but somebody will like it. Because, like I say, a good movie is a good movie. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Keep your floaties on.
Oh.
No.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
All right, all you have to do is tell me the name of that Eric Clapton documentary, and it's yours.